Just had someone on the program who said it could be as high as 20%. There are veterans who have challenges with legal issues. There are many homeless veterans, and there are folks that are trying to help those types of vets. Robert Briggs is on the other end of our line. Robert, happy Veterans Day.
Well, thank you much, Tony. I've been listening to the rhetoric this morning, which we normally get every Veterans Day, all kinds of rhetoric, but the thing is, what's happening right now is there in October, the Bureau of Net Statistics in Washington, we have over 1 million unemployed veterans in the United States right now. And we have thousands of them coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan.
Well, Robert, this is a topic we talk about when it's not Veterans Day. Doug Williams, who is an advocate for the veterans in the state of Michigan, has been on this program 4 or 5 times trying to keep us up to date and tell us how serious an issue this is. And I know that you have information about how we may be able to help our vets.
That's correct. The U.S. Congress, unbelievable, passed 468 in October, the Veterans Retraining Act, which will for $1.5 billion, which will retrain veterans to work into all different occupations in the United States coming back in a transition. And this has been passed. It's in the U.S. Senate right now. And that is just one of those things that's happened. In Michigan, we had a lot of service officers cut by the Department of Military Affairs, and they have not been reinstated. All the veterans organizations went together to have the service officers to handle all these people's calls and complaints, and that money has not been put back in with this governor. To put these service officers back in place throughout the state. So every veterans organization that's involved has all working together, but the claims backlog is so bad because of the few amount of veterans officers who have these paperless thing now, which is Veterans Affairs, has gone through paperless equipment when you go in to make claims, but we're 6 to 8 months behind minimum on this type of thing. So it's easy to say this stuff, but the point is that federal government has come forth with this. It's nice to hear that the Department of Military Affairs is doing some things, but the biggest thing is that we find throughout the VFW and the American Legion and the DAV, we're not getting that inside help with the service officers out here in the field because they haven't been reinstated. It were cut out here a few years ago because of budget restraints.
Now, we just had Maura Corrigan on the program. She's the director of the Michigan Department of Human Services, and today at a press conference, they're going to announce a program which, from what I understand, was initiated by Governor Rick Snyder, in which the Department of Human Services is going to announce many programs to help our veterans, and how that the retraining of many of the staff of the Department of Human Services will help facilitate these programs. Do you think this is a good deal?
Well, yes, but you're duplicating the thing that's been done for so many years by the service officers who had the contact that we're all veterans that were trained to handle these claims. To get these personal problems and take care of these things. Every county has a veteran service officer in most cases. We have a great one in Ingham County over there at the down on South Cedar Street at the Ingham County building. They do a terrific job over there. And Aiken County has one going now. But as far as with the amount of numbers that we have out there, it's just unbelievable. And the paperwork and the claims, I've worked on several of them. It takes months to get it through, and you have somebody that's terminal because of Agent Orange, which covers 43 different diseases caused by Agent Orange. And the paperwork and the claims for these people and the widows, it's just unbelievable.
Well,
we hear this every year. Yeah.
So are you saying that you don't think the Department of Human Services can handle this?
I think it's a lot of duplication now. If they have sat down with the veterans organization, the ones that are stationed in the McNamara building in Detroit, the American Legion headquarters in Lansing, the Veterans of Foreign Wars headquarters in Lansing, if they sat down with those people and don't start this duplication, which normally what happens, all of a sudden you've got people that aren't trained in doing veteran stuff. They don't understand it. Every veteran service officer in the country are our veterans. And when you start getting into human services, and this is a whole other thing. We talk about housing, you're talking about heating, and this type of stuff. But and the homeless thing is out of shape. You know, you have the veterans in Lansing, for example. You have a absolutely great outfit there in on Cedar Street, and that Volunteers of America has the homeless veterans part there, and they're packed full. They have a lot of people there, and this is one thing. Just there's several of these around, but the veterans volunteer veterans there in Lansing, they're doing a terrific job. But that's the whole point, to eliminate duplication. It's easy to say. We've heard this so many times every Veterans Day. And this year, of course, the thing is on again. But hopefully, you know, I'm really hopefully they do something.
All right, Robert, thanks for your call. I want you to hold on a line. I need to get some information for you. Thank you. Happy Veterans Day, and hold with us.
Thank you very much.